Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, hour number two right here. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So we got your Florida legislative update that we'll be covering here in just a minute, where we'll give you some of the things that happened in the legislative session today. Of course, this is the last week of the legislative session, and so they're going to be, you know, cramming in a bunch of stuff that they can. So that's what get ready for that. Plus, they're working on the budget. So we'll get cover that in just a minute. First, top three stories. JP Morgan Chase is taking over the failed First Bank. First Republic Bank, that's it. This came about on Friday. Remember, we covered that FDIC was going to go ahead and take over First Republic Bank because they weren't able to find any private investors to rescue them. So FDIC took it over, and then they sold it to JP Morgan Chase. FDIC taking about a $14 million loss and giving a $50 million loan to JP Morgan Chase to help with the buyout. 200 officers now are involved with the manhunt in Texas over the neighbor who ended up shooting five of his own neighbors after they basically asked him to stop shooting his rifle outside. And this happened in Cleveland, Texas, and he turned the rifle on them instead. Authorities now say they don't have any leads, and so they're offering leads of where the guy is. So they're offering $80,000 for any information. And then finally, President Biden is hosting Philippines leader Ferdinando Marcos Jr. as tensions with China continue to escalate, and he's reassured the Philippines president of the United States support for the Philippines in case something develops. That is your top three stories. Your Florida legislative update here. Governor DeSantis signed the bill that cracks down on cash bail and rainbow fentanyl. So this is the bill. There'll be a statewide bond schedule, and it would add the crimes of DUI manslaughter, fentanyl trafficking, written threats to kill and extortion to the list of crimes eligible for pretrial detention. It bans pro-criminal judges from setting lower bonds than mandated in statute. And then there's the other one that targets rainbow fentanyl. It enhances penalties on fentanyl and other drug-related crimes when the drug is packaged to look like candy, which we've talked about just last week. And I was saying, I don't understand why they're making this stuff look like candy. Because, like, it's not like adults are like, oh, I was going to use the fentanyl, but that looks like a drug, not like candy. So forget it. I'm not going to use it anymore. Like, I don't get it. Like, you're obviously not making it look like candy for, like, adults. Like, it seems like you're marketing to kids if you're making it look like candy. And then we got a texter that explained it, that the reason why they make it look like candy is for smuggling purposes. It's not red flagged as easily when it looks like candy. You're like, oh, you just got a bag of candy or a package of candy or something like that. Not, oh, you got a bag of drugs. We need to test those drugs and see what they are. I was like, oh, okay. Well, either way, it's still, I mean, because it could be, you know, mistaken to be candy by a child a lot easier than if it looked just like drugs. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf, and I'll give you some more of your Florida legislative update.
No major slowdowns to report right now with I-10 and I-110 running smoothly throughout our area. We also are looking good on 29, both north and southbound direction. Nothing too bad to slow you down. We have typical afternoon traffic that's going to be on 98, leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. Expect some slow traffic, and we do have an accident reported by FHP on North Pace Boulevard. This is going to be at Godfrey Street with a roadblock. Just happened a little bit ago. Not seeing a lot of slowdowns because of it, but just keep that in mind. If you do see something slowing you down the road, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Other Florida legislative updates here for you. Governor DeSantis signed a bill authorizing the supermajority jury votes for execution. And this would be for a child rapists. Anybody who rapes a child under the age of 12 years old, they will no longer need a unanimous decision from the jury for execution. They would just need a supermajority. Now, this one is probably going, I mean, I'm not even say probably, it's going to get challenged in the courts, I'm sure, but the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 2016 that a simple majority would suffice for execution. So now, whether it would be okay for rapists, that's a different story, because there was also precedent in the past that said that you cannot have executions for non-murderers, essentially. So that's the part that will probably get challenged in the courts, and we'll have to see what happens with that. A bill has gone to the governor. He has not signed it yet. He has to make some decisions. So the bill that was dealing with golf carts, the governor has the discretion to either sign, basically decide if to drive a golf cart on the streets, if you need a learner's permit or a full-on driver's license in order to operate golf carts on the streets. So that will be, that's how the law was basically changed. Is because remember they were looking at just banning. If you're under 14 years old, you can't drive it, and or under 16. And now they've decided, okay, what they put in there is like either you have to have your learner's permit or your driver's license. But the way the bill is written, the governor gets to choose which part of the regulation will happen. So that'll be happening. All right. So this is the last week of the Florida legislative session, and the House and Senate have worked out the details of $116 billion Florida state budget. So essentially, it's about wrapped up now. The lawmaker said it's one of the smoothest budget negotiations they've had in years. And in case you missed it on Friday, they did approve Visit Florida to be funded further. So it will continue its funding with $80 million in funding, which is actually up a little bit from where it's been the last couple of years. So it's not the $100 million that Governor DeSantis wanted, but it is up a little bit. So that is your Florida legislative update. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom.
We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and
on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. They got a text here. Bobby, is Florida's budget balanced? I just mentioned that the Florida legislature went ahead and was able to work out the details of a $116 million budget, billion-dollar budget, excuse me, not million. And the and got a text here, says, is there balanced budget? Or does Florida have a balanced budget amendment? I'm sure is what it probably means. Yes. Florida does require that you have a that we have to have pass a balanced budget, but apparently there is a little bit of leeway where you can carry a deficit into the following year, but that deficit has to be made up. Like you got to make sure you're you got a surplus to cover the deficit the next year. But yes, basically we do have a balanced budget amendment. However, in the last, I think pretty much every year Governor DeSantis has been governor so far, we've had a budget surplus. So, you know, they try to do a balanced budget amendment. You can have a surplus in order to cover past year, like previous year deficits, but also you can just have a surplus. So, and we've had it the last couple of years. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about 3-4 minutes, we'll have your daily dad joke and a longtime staple in the Pensacola area. 40 plus years this business has been in operation. It's closing. We'll talk about that in about 4 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, Bobby, at least 6 people are dead, 30 injured after a dust storm piled up involving about 40 to 60 cars happened near Springfield, Illinois on I-55 today. 7 people found dead in Oklahoma in connection to the search for 2 missing teenagers. Officials say the bodies of 14-year-old and 16-year-old girls both discovered at a property, along with 5 others that have not been identified. The shooter accused of killing 5 of his neighbors in East Texas is in the U.S. illegally. Francisco Oropeza was previously deported to Mexico and has multiple illegal reentries on his record. Hundreds of cops now involved in the search for him. JPMorgan Chase is buying most assets of First Republic Bank after the nation's second largest bank failure ever. That deal announced today to protect the deposits of First Republic customers. And finally, Hollywood TV and movie writers are just hours away from hitting the picket lines as last-ditch efforts are underway to avoid a strike by nearly 20,000 members of the Writers Guild of America.
Yeah, I just saw a little blurb about that last hour. I hadn't really looked into it yet. I do know there was a strike, like, what was it, like 10 years ago or something like that? And it did affect a lot of shows and movies got delayed because the writers had struck. And I mean, that was only, I mean, like I said, maybe 10 years ago, maybe a little bit longer than that. So yeah. I'm surprised to see it already coming back around.
It's like 15 years, I think, was the one you're talking about. Yeah, and I think this one is centered around like streaming shows and movies on there. So
there has been a lot of stuff ramping up about that. You know, you had Scarlett Johansson suing the studios. You had a couple others, actors and actresses suing studios because apparently their contract that they've had with the studios didn't have any residuals and stuff with anything streaming. So the studios make 100% of the profits off of streaming and the actors were getting nothing. And so the actors were suing over that. I wonder if there's something like that with the writers too, where they're going, Hey, yeah. You know, it's probably, now that you bring up streaming. Yeah. That's, as that is growing more and more, that's becoming a bigger issue where writers and producers and everybody, well, the producers are making money, but the actors and stuff don't. So I'd be interested to see what happens with that. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic on the fives?
We do have some slowdowns on North Pace Boulevard. This is due to an accident that happened just a little while ago off of West Godfrey Street. So we're seeing some slight slowdowns in both the north and southbound lane. Again, that's on North Pace Boulevard. I-10 and I-110, nothing really to slow you down, as well as Highway 29, north and southbound lanes looking good. We have some typical afternoon traffic on 98. Of course, that's leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. See something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, got your daily dad joke and a Pensacola staple closing after 40 plus years in business. We'll tell you about what it is next. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You can share your thoughts or opinions by text at 850-437-1620.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
I told a joke in a Zoom meeting and no one laughed. turns out I'm not remotely funny. I'm not remotely funny in the Zoom meeting. Yeah, yeah, just good stuff. Yeah. Keep sending your daily dad jokes to me. Text them at 850-437-1620. You can email them to me as well. Sammy's Gentleman's Club has closed after 45 years in Pensacola. They still have a Fort Walton Beach in Birmingham, Alabama location, but their Pensacola location has been open for 45 years. And they announced on their Facebook page this last day in operation would be Saturday. So I don't really understand the draw with gentlemen's clubs, to be honest. And especially nowadays with so many things available on the interwebs, I'm surprised that they're still open. But yeah, there you go. I don't know how many people are really going to mourn the loss of this business, even though it's a Pensacola staple for 45 years. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So we got your sports hit coming up here in just a minute. And we've got the breaking news as it pertains to the NBA game tonight. And so we'll get into that in just a little bit here. Also, after our sports hit, we got a loophole that has been discovered in the new school choice expansion in the state of Florida. And, you know, there were some nuances they changed at the very last minute. And now we've got some information about what that, like what exactly might have happened as far as a loophole there. Yeah, we were talking about Sammy's, you know, the Gentleman's Club in downtown Pensacola. And it has closed after 45 years in business, which I'm like, it's like one of those things. It's like, it's a staple of Pensacola. But at the same time, I don't think there's that many people who are going to miss it. I got a text that says, nice restaurants need to be on that road. And yeah, I mean, that's part of that whole section right there is part of the area that really needs revitalization. And there has been new businesses coming in and revitalizing that area, you know, remodeling and upgrading the buildings and everything. Sammy's just kind of a, you know, just kind of an eyesore right down there compared to what they've been doing for everything else. Now, apparently, there's already been a sign covered over Sammy's that says, basically, it's a sign over it that shows a different business. Coming soon, the Pony. It says, coming soon, the Pony. And it says now hiring and things like that. So I don't know if the Pony is going to be, oh, okay. It does say that somebody just sent this to me. Cause I saw the sign. I was going to say, yeah, it looks like there's already business there, the Pony. And it says now hiring, but I didn't know if that was going to be a restaurant, but it says now hiring all staff positions and entertainers. So it looks like it's still going to be a gentleman's club is what it, oh. I was kind of hoping the same thing as this other texture is that maybe it would go ahead and convert into something else. Somebody else would buy it up and do something, but oh well, it looks like it's still going to be a gentleman's club, just no longer Sammy's. So then, yeah, I just ruined it for you. Holy crap. I'm really excited to hear something that Sammy's was gone. Yeah. Except now I just discovered that it's going to be replaced by another place. So, here's a text. Maybe they'll have an entertainers reunion for their last night and like bring back the old entertainers and okay. No, I don't know. I've never understood like the appeal to that. And but they're obviously popular all over the country. So, all right. Coming up here next, we got your sports hit. Top three stories real quick here. There's a 200 officers now are involved with the manhunt in Texas after the suspect is accused of killing five of his neighbors. Authorities now are offering $80,000 for information because they have no leads on where this suspect is. JP Morgan Chase is taking over the failed First Republic Bank after the FDIC took it over on Friday. And President Biden is hosting the Philippines leader Fernando Marcos Jr.
We have slow-moving traffic that's going to be on North Palafox Street. If you're heading northbound in between Detroit and East Olive Road, expect some slowdowns. That's in the northbound direction. And I-10 and I-110 looking good. That's going to be in both directions throughout Pensacola and 29 north and southbound. Nothing to really slow you down throughout 29. Typical afternoon traffic on 98, leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. If you see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And this traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. It's employing made easy. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. So let's go ahead and get our sports hit now.
Here's your sports hit.
NBA playoffs continues tonight at 6:30 on TNT. You got the first game of the second round with the 76ers against the Boston Celtics. But breaking news here, Joel Embiid has been ruled out for the game tonight due to a sprained ligament in his knee. There is optimism that he could return for game two, but he's out for game one at least. So that doesn't bode well for the 76ers. Then, so that's at 6:30 on TNT. Then at 9 o'clock on TNT, the Denver Nuggets against the Phoenix Suns. The Nuggets lead that series 1-0. NHL hockey playoffs. There's only one game on tonight, a big one, Game 7 between the Rangers and the New Jersey Red Devils. So winner will advance. This is going to be on ESPN at 7 o'clock. Major League Baseball, earlier today, the Atlanta Braves beat the Mets in the first game of a doubleheader. And right now, the Mets lead 4-3, bottom of the seventh inning. Then on FS1 tonight at 7:10 will be the Giants against the Houston Astros. The Tampa Bay Rays and the Marlins are not playing. Then in sports news, Bryce Harper of the Phillies has been cleared to return just 159 days after Tommy John surgery. At one point, just recently, he wasn't expected to return until after the midway, like after the All-Star break. And now he's been returned already here at the beginning of the season. So that's pretty amazing. Kentucky Derby favorite Forte will break from the 15th position in the Kentucky Derby, which is this weekend. A college baseball player was hit by a stray bullet at a game today. No idea where it came from. He's being treated. He's expected to be okay. And Calgary Flames have fired their head coach after three seasons. In the NFL, number one pick Bryce Young will have to earn the QB1 role, according to Frank Reich, the head coach of the Panthers. And then the Bills have went ahead and signed running back Latavius Murray, after passing on running backs in the draft. And the Bills are reconvening their talks with running back Saquon Barkley. That is your sports hit. So we talked a lot about the Florida legislative session and how it passed the school choice expansion. That was basically going to make it so everybody who wanted to have either be homeschooled or go to private school or charter school would get a voucher to be able to help pay for that, regardless of income. Well, now we're starting to find that some of the tweaks that were made there towards the very end made it so it's not, there are some loopholes in there where not everyone will get covered. For example, The law does include religious schools. You can have your kid attend religious school, but if that religious school is a virtual religious school, then you will not qualify for the voucher. Yeah. So apparently, this is one of the things they said was probably inadvertently left off. And so they'll have to correct it next legislative session because the governor's already signed it into law and everything. But the ability for students to use scholarships to attend virtual schools, religious-based virtual schools, will not, you can't get a voucher for it. So that'll be interesting to see what happens with that. Just as a FYI, as a heads up, in case you're thinking about having your kid attend some sort of religious virtual school, they will not be able to qualify for the voucher under this bill. By the way, you have some Arkansas has signed a similar bill, and South Carolina has sent a similar bill over to their governor. Utah passed a similar bill that's not quite as robust as as these other three, but there's quite a few of states that are all trying to pass universal school choice. Florida, I saw this coming out here, and you're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Florida continues to rank tops for businesses. The Chief Executive Best and Worst States Business Report came out and shows that Florida came in second for the best state for business, coming in second right behind Texas. The reason why we came in second, we have low taxes and strong stance against pandemic-motivated business shutdowns, according to this report. The big question going into their annual best and worst states survey of CEOs this year was, would Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' high-profile battle with Walt Disney sour CEOs on Florida for relocating their businesses and their companies? According to their report and their research, the answer seems to be no. They're still coming to Florida. Which, yeah, I mean, pretty much anybody would recognize that. One, like I said before, one is this tiff between Disney was indeed started by Disney. Disney started poking their nose where it didn't belong. But two is the punishment, the retaliation was not really a big punishment. It really wasn't a big punishment because the board, the district that's in charge of like the development and everything, their job is still to make sure they're helping Disney grow and to get bonds and approve bonds and things like that. Disney just can't have people that they put on the board is what all it is. So it's not even that like that vicious of a punishment. And CEOs recognize that and they go, no, okay. So, you know, it's more like a, it's more for the press to try to make like there's something out there trying to, you know, grow that way. But so Florida comes in second with business growth overall, according to this report. Now, at the same time, the president was delivering remarks today from the White House lawn, touting the administration's work in helping small businesses. Really? Okay. Kevin Coleman, the president of the federal government relations for small businesses, says if the White House wants to help small businesses, they will immediately abandon their plans to raise small business taxes. Small businesses continue to face economic headwinds, and their expectations for better business conditions 6 months from now are hovering at near historic lows. Yes, we cover that all the time, that the outlook is becoming more and more pessimistic for business owners. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom, plus your traffic on the five. Stick around. Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Let's go over to, let's first get traffic on the fives real quick, then we'll go to Joe Ford.
Well, there's no slowdowns right now. We're looking good on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola, and our slowdowns on 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point have cleared up. You'll still see some slowdowns if you're leaving Windhaven Beach heading towards Navarre on 98. See something else? Give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
Let's go to Joe Ford over the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, more than 250 law enforcement officials are now involved in the search for a man accused of killing five of his neighbors on Friday in Texas. Police say Francisco Oropesa answered his neighbors' complaints about his shooting a gun in his yard by going to their house and executing them with an AR-15-style rifle. The mayor of El Paso declaring a state of emergency in anticipation of a surge of illegal immigrants when Title 42 ends next week. The mayor says the city will prop up temporary shelters as a way to limit camping out on city streets. The U.S. military is tracking a mysterious balloon that flew across parts of Hawaii. NBC News reports the balloon did not fly over sensitive areas and is slowly moving towards Mexico. And Bobby, mortgage rates are rising for first-time buyers with high credit scores and falling for those with lower scores under a Biden administration plan. The White House says the goal is to create more affordable housing and help borrowers with lower scores get into a home. I don't get that at all.
I saw this. I was going to cover it. I've run out of time because this initially popped up as a proposal in California, and now it has moved into the national level. I'll try to cover this a little bit more deeper tomorrow, break it down, because there's a lot there about what they're trying to do. Top story on FoxNews.com. Our national news partner is indeed about the balloon. Looking at pictures of it, it looks like it's the same kind of balloon that flew over the United States. Other top story on FoxNews.com, a Fox News poll polled about whether AI is good or bad for society. And basically, the majority, 46% said it's a bad thing. 38% said it's a good thing. That's it. So people are skeptical over AI right now. Real quick, Bobby's brain teases. Steven Spielberg's career was launched when he directed the first episode of the TV show Columbo in 1971. And then Gwen Stefani's brother, Eric, was also one of the founders of No Doubt, but he left in 94 to become an animator.
Weekdays on the 7 to 1 is...